You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Marcos Perez argues with a group of seven family members and roommates in their shared home. Perez, 31, steps out of the home, returns with a gas canister, douses everyone inside with gasoline, strikes a match, engulfing the home in flames. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, when firefighters and police arrived at the home, the entire building was on fire, and six victims were huddled outside the home. A seventh, 77-year-old Filiberto Torres, was found burned to death inside. Jose Juarez was airlifted to a second hospital but succumbed to his injuries. Perez was also injured in the fire and will likely be hospitalized for a long period of time.
Perez charged with 2 counts capital murder, 3 counts ag assault and arson. Eduardo Castillo orders an Uber, then takes the driver's phone, forcing him to drive to several locations, yells at the driver, hits him in the head, even smokes drugs in the passenger seat. The driver gets a hold of his phone, texts his mother for help. She calls cops. Maryland State Troopers pull the two over.
Castillo called for the driver in York, Pennsylvania, and had him drive all the way to Baltimore. Reports have not confirmed what substance Castillo used in the car, but both men were taken to a hospital for treatment before the driver was released and Castillo jailed.
Castillo arrested on assault, false imprisonment, and drugs. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman and her boyfriend have been charged in the death of the woman's 2-year-old daughter, whose body was found in a rural area of central Indiana. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
22-year-old Madison Marshall and 25-year-old Rowan Waters were charged for their alleged roles in the death and disappearance of Marshall's daughter, Oakley Snow. Waters was charged with murder, battery, neglect of a dependent resulting in death, and several other counts. Marshall was also charged with numerous counts, including neglect of a dependent resulting in death and assisting a criminal. In January, Oakley's biological father told authorities that Marshall and Waters took Oakley and his younger son from his Cromwell, Oklahoma home without authorization and were allegedly headed to Indianapolis. Marshall told investigators she left her son at a house in Indianapolis, but she gave no explanation for what happened to Oakley. Indianapolis police announced on April 21st that a child's remains had been found in rural Morgan County, about 27 miles south of Indianapolis, but released few details.
Marshall appeared Wednesday for an initial court hearing on the charges and was ordered held on a $200,000 bond. A Mexican national has been convicted of first-degree murder in the 2019 slaying of the mother of 2 state police officers in a case that drew national attention and spotlighted Albuquerque's struggle with crime. Jurors also found 35-year-old Luis Talamantes Romero guilty of 8 other felonies in the death of Jacqueline Vigil, who authorities say was killed outside her northwest Albuquerque home in an attempted burglary. 55-year-old Vigil was shot in her driveway in November 2019 as she prepared to leave for a gym. A former gynecologist at the University of California, Los Angeles has been sentenced to 11 years in prison for sexually abusing female patients in a criminal trial that came after the university system made nearly $700 million in lawsuit payouts connected to the case. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
66-year-old Dr. James Heaps has been in custody since a jury convicted him in October of 3 counts of sexual battery by fraud and 2 counts of sexual penetration of 2 patients. After sentencing Heaps, Judge Michael D. Carter ordered him to register as a sex offender. Heaps, a longtime UCLA campus gynecologist, had pleaded not guilty to 21 felony counts in the sexual assaults of 7 women between 2009 and 2018. The jury found him not guilty of 7 of the 21 counts and was deadlocked on the remaining charges. Heaps was indicted in 2021 on multiple counts each of sexual battery by fraud, sexual exploitation of a patient, and sexual penetration of an unconscious person by fraudulent representation.
In the wake of the scandal that erupted in 2019 following the doctor's arrest, UCLA agreed to pay nearly $700 million in lawsuit settlements to hundreds of Heaps' patients, a record amount by a public university amid a wave of sexual misconduct scandals by campus doctors in recent years. Disgraced Theranos CEO Elizabeth Holmes has avoided starting her more than 11-year prison sentence by deploying the same legal maneuver that enabled her co-conspirator in a blood testing hoax to remain free for an additional month. Holmes' lawyers informed U.S. District Judge Edward Davila that she won't be reporting to prison as scheduled because she has filed an appeal of a decision that he issued earlier this month, ordering her to begin her sentence April 27th. The appeal, filed with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals late Tuesday, automatically delays her reporting date because she has been free on bail since a jury convicted her on 4 counts of fraud and conspiracy in January 2022.
Oregon cops respond to a call about several drivers stopped on the side of the highway searching for loose cash. Cops get a tip. Colin McCarthy dumped $200,000 in $100 bills out his window, driving along the highway because he wanted to, quote, gift the money. As you may have guessed, that cash was not McCarthy's to give. It belonged to his family, and they ask anyone who finds it, return it to Oregon State Police. Cops have not been able to locate any remaining bills, costing drivers, don't go looking. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.